All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the huddle. It's me, Coach Muddle. A little partly cloudy this morning, of course, as always. Rough yesterday, sports-wise. And I want to get into a couple of things before I get to that pitiful excuse for a New York Yankee baseball team. Okay, I just can't handle what's going on with that. It just terrible. Okay, terrible. I just can't handle it. You know, I mean, it just is bad. So, and you know, stupid hurricane. I apologize. We should be in doing this show from Jacksonville today, but we are not. We are here in our top secret location. So some dude can't you know. So I don't know, but we'll get there. We'll get there. You know, and of course, somebody can't figure out their schedule until the last minute. So I don't, you know, whatever that is, I will, you know, we'll go from there. I mean, you know, hey, it is what it is. Good morning, everyone. You know, hopefully you had a better sports Saturday than I did. I mean, horrible. You know, Dell State law. I mean, hey, Syracuse, what happened to Cuse? I mean, the leading going into the fourth quarter, and then they just fell apart. I don't know. But with that. And then, of course, you know, Ole Miss, man, did you forget about LSU? Did you just think that, you know, I swear, I honestly, I think in college football, teams with two losses, they're like, ah, you know, they're kind of overlooked. Like, oh, my God, they're terrible. And, I mean, give Brian Kelly some credit. You know, they came out and played some football. And you know, unfortunately, Ole Miss, your schedule is back heavy. You're back heavy. You've got a lot of tough games coming up. And I don't know, I don't know. It is the schedule is the schedule. You play the teams that are on it and however they show up. So, you know, and oh, also, you know, before I forget, big shout out Port Charlotte, big W getting back on the field after the hurricane, man. Awesome. Great game. Guys came out on fire. Man, they played awesome Friday night. That was a big plus for those guys. I'm sure it felt awesome to, you know, have some normalcy back at this time of the year. You know, you get into that. It's that, you know, you call it the grind, but you look forward to it because, you know, hey, you know, here's my schedule. Here's what I do every day. And, you know, to have that break in, you know, and you know, as you're starting to get that momentum, you're starting to get that rock at the top of the hill, pushing it over. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're stuck. It, you know, it's nice to see that, they were able to get that, you know, that tire, that rock pushed, keep pushing it and getting that momentum going. So very, very, very excited for those guys with that. And then, you know, Mr. $300 million man. Oh, let Gerrit Cole, this is what we pay him for. Well, this is what we pay him for. Another big loss in a key situation. A must win. You did it last year in Boston. And now you did it again when it was a must win. And I, you know, look, I don't care. You know, what the error. Okay, error is the error, but you gave up the home run. And, I mean, this offense is horrific. And, I you know, I said it at the beginning of the year before they started playing with the Donaldson deal. You go back, play the tape. What is Donaldson? I mean, you know, we're not playing to win World Series. We're not signing guys to win World Series. So there you go. Judge is walking out the door because of you. You said you needed money for him. And, you know, and the rest of the guys, I mean, come on, Donaldson. And you know, look, no disrespect to Rizzo. The guy's an awesome first baseman. But when we could have had the other guy and, you know, for the wind up signing with the Dodgers, you know, George would have made that deal. George would have made that deal in a heartbeat. I'm just saying. And, you know, we're just kind of it's complete and utter. You know, you're doing the same thing, trying to expect different results. I mean, come on. And I'm sorry, but, you know, New York Yankees have made their name in October, not during the season. You know, and it's great that, you know, oh, we beat Roger Maris, 62 home runs. But, you know, Reggie Jackson, they don't call him Mr. July. They call him Mr. October. You know, Derek Jeter, you know, October came, the switch flipped. And all of a sudden, that dude's game stepped up. I mean, Andy Pettit, I mean, the list goes on. I mean, you know, I just don't, I unfortunately, it's just not, you know, what are you doing? And I'll tell you right now, if you're keeping Boone, because, you know, they like him being a yes man, then, I mean, Donnie Mattingly, Donnie Baseball needs to come home and be your bench coach at least, something like that. I mean, because, you know, always, you know, you always see a good manager. There's someone standing next to him. On the step there, they're talking to somebody leaning on. Boone by himself. Because you know what? Here's a piece of paper. Here's the analytics. Here's what they say. Go do it. And it just ain't working. I think it's time for fresh blood in you know, a revitalization. Look across the river at the revitalization with the New York Football Giants. And how they have changed by inserting some new blood into the program. And it's time to change some things. And unfortunately, if Aaron Judge has to go, then he's got to go. I'm tired of hearing it. And it's a disservice because we've done nothing to put any pieces around Aaron Judge. I mean, Donaldson, what has that dude done? But just be a disaster, you know? Okay, LeMahieu's been hurt, but I don't know what you do there. But it's horrific, and you know. But let's get to the crux of because you know. I'm tired of being Debbie Downer and the New York Yankees because that's exactly what it is. And you know, I'm really kind of tired of it. So, you know, let's go the Yankees, because I'm so tired of the Yankees. It's just put a fork in us. We're done. End our misery tonight, please. so we can move on with the football season, you know? Because I tell you what, though, I looking at today's lineup of football games in the NFL, the only two games that I hate to say is the Giants and the Jets. I mean, what other matchup do you want to see? I mean, come on, you want to watch Tampa and Carolina? That doesn't sound like a good game to me. I mean, and then tonight, Pittsburgh and Miami. I mean, I'm going to bed early. I'm not staying up to watch that game. I just don't see, you know, the schedule. I mean, it's not very exciting. I mean, you got 1 o'clock, you got the Giants, you know, they're going to go down to Jacksonville. I don't understand why they are an underdog at 5-1 playing a team that hasn't beaten, an NFC team in I don't know how long, you know, shout out to Stiz for I think I posted that. He put up, I think he liked the Giants today. So thanks, Stiz. I appreciate the love. Hopefully he didn't mush us today. And they have trouble scoring. And I think the Giants, that Giant defense, young quarterback, I mean, look, Wink's going to be blitzing from the frigging parking lot on that kid. I mean, so it should be a good game. I the Giants, and then at 4 o'clock, it's the Jets and Denver. Not that Denver's any good. It's just the Jets have all of a sudden are playing some football. That defense is really, you know, Sauce Gardner. I mean, and that D line of the Jets, it's kind of, you know, interesting to watch that them play some football now. So those are the two, you know, I mean, because the Jets and the Giants right now are the hot team in football right now. I think those are the two games. At least they're both, the one's playing at 1 and the other's at 4. So you get some good football. I mean, other than that, who wants to? I mean, the Ravens in Cleveland. I mean, those two teams are, you know, what, they play for the cellar already? I mean, come on now. I don't get it. I just don't get it. We'll see how it plays out. But I think as you look at the schedule today, you know, what, Dallas and Detroit? That sounds like a key matchup you're going to be watching. I don't really think so. You know, just not a good. Not a lot of good matchups today in the NFL. You know, I just don't see it. So, you know, we'll go from there and see how it's playing. You know, I'm excited. I can't wait. Giants 1 o'clock. I got my new Giants hat. You know, yeah, I've been doing a little cooking. You know, Giants are cooking, baby. So I got my Giants chef hat on. I got the apron to match, you know. So we're rocking it. You know, we get off, we get done here, be firing it up, getting some pregame festivities going for the game, and watch the Giants beat up on the Jaguars. You know, and look, they got the Giants. This week is Jacksonville. Next week is Seattle. And then the bye. I mean, you're 5-1. There's a good chance you could be 7-1 going into the bye. I don't think so. I mean, you know, 6-2 more. I mean, Seattle's a tough place to go and play. You're at Seattle, the 12th man. It's tough out there to go do that. I don't know, but I'm confident. But I'm just saying, you know, look, you split these two games. You're 6-2 going into the bye. Who would have said going into the bye? I want to know. Tell me who had the Giants 6-2 going into the bye. I want to know. I just don't see it, you know. And then their schedule. Obviously, you got to play the Eagles twice and Dallas once, and there. But I mean, you got the Texans and some other easy games. I mean, I legit can see the Giants winning 10, 11, maybe even 12 games this year. You know, 12 games. I mean, that's a wild card game. I mean, you know, I agree with you, Anthony. It might be. I mean, you're absolutely right. The way it's shaping up, the Giants could be really fighting for that third wild card spot. I mean, if they wound up winning, I think if they can win, and it's going to be really tough playing on Thanksgiving in Dallas. It's going to be tough, but if you could take one of the two Philadelphia games, you know, you, like I said, you know, you win 10, 11 games, you're in the playoff picture, which, you know, hey, it's going to be good. It's going to be exciting to watch. And, you know, let's hurry up and get there. I know I'm speeding up the process, but, you know, the Giants, the trade deadline coming up, I'm, and I know, oh, we're 5-1, and people don't want to hear this. We cannot re-sign Barkley. Trade him, get something for him. He's having a terrific season. Go get something for him so you're not walking away. I honestly just think that that's the way to go. Unfortunately, I mean, come on. We're really, if we're building for the future, then it really doesn't matter whether we get rid of Barkley now or not. Okay, great, we're 5-1, but you know, look, we got a good committee back behind Barkley that can carry the load. And what's up with hate to say this, but it makes a trade for, yeah, but you know what, Anthony, that's great, but for what? What is the getting DJ Moore? I love DJ Moore. Great. That would be great. But you know what? We're stuck with that albatross of Kenny Golladay. We're stuck with him. He's a year and a half into a 4-year contract, $72 million. We have no money to take a DJ Moore who's going to want to get paid. I don't know if he's been paid by Carolina or not, but we cannot afford to take on his contract. And you know, he would be a great piece of the puzzle, but we have Kenny Golladay is really, you know, that anchor that we can't get that anchor up off the boat. We're dragging it across the bottom of the floor. We can't get this boat moving because of him. And that's the problem. And really also you can't, you're going to need as much assets, which this is what surprised me in this year's draft, that the Giants didn't trade one of those number one picks so that this year they had two number ones, you know, and they had two number ones, you know, so this year, because this is the quarterback draft coming up, you know, because you're going to need some assets with this good season that the Giants are having. You're going to be in the middle of the road. You might have to trade up to get a quarterback. And, you know, because I'm sorry, Daniel Jones, as great of a season as he's having for the Giants, is just not the guy. Not the guy. He's going to be a great backup on another team somewhere. You know, he'd be great in you know, going to Green Bay and sitting, because I think they're going to get rid of that kid, Julian Love. Daniel Jones would be great backup in Green Bay to sit behind Aaron Rodgers or something like that, you know. Look, look, that's great. We can't keep Jones. And the reason again is, I'm going to circle back around to Kenny Golladay. We don't have money to keep Daniel Jones. He is in a contract year. He is going to want to get paid. And if we keep him, we will have to franchise tag him and pay him like $25 million. Right now, we have $3 million cap space. Okay. So, I don't see that happening. I don't see Daniel Jones or Saquon Barkley on this roster next season. I just don't see it because of, again, Kenny Golladay. And to be honest with you, I think we just, you know, I know they're not, I don't know if they can restructure his deal or something, but I don't know how to make that work and, you know, to make it more trade friendly, I guess. But we're still going to have to take a cap hit, kind of like when the Eagles traded Carson Wentz. When they traded Carson Wentz and they had to take the largest cap hit in NFL history, they had the cap space to do it, though. That didn't really hurt them because they did really well with their cap space. Unfortunately, the guy before Joe Shane screwed up the cap pretty damn good. Okay, they put the Giants in some cap hell and didn't fix not one problem that the Giants had. So I just don't, you know, he's not, I mean, no, we're not trading a first round pick. I mean, I'm not for doing that. I just don't. I you know, right now, you know, I have faith in Joe Shane and Dable putting this team together. And this, the process is going to be slow because of the cap. And, it, you know, look, Buffalo was in some really dire straits with the cap when that new regime took over. And they got it worked out. Look where they are. You know, you got to the new term, trust the process. Trust the process and let the process work itself out. And I personally are trusting the process. I was not a big fan of Daniel Jones, and I still am not. I still don't think he's the guy, even, you know, oh, lack of talent. Look, if Justin Jefferson was on the outside, I still don't think that makes him a guy worthy of getting paid. I just don't see it, you know. Unfortunately, so you know, and maybe Daniel Jones winds up in Houston or something. You know, I don't know, but we'll see. You know, or out in Denver somewhere. I don't know, but he will not be a New York Football Giant next season. I mean, if he does, it will be and I don't see it happening because I really think they will just going to go. Honestly, I am anxious to see Davis Webb get some playing time. I was really hoping that he was going to get some playing time in London. I wanted to see him get some playing time because, you know, I wouldn't mind him being the backup, the placeholder of some sort. I know he played against a bunch of backups who probably aren't in the league during the preseason. But the guy's got a gun. He can sling it. He did start over Patrick Mahomes in college, in case you forgot that. I'm sure it kind of went over a few people's heads there. So I just see that the Giants, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing Davis Webb and then, you know, us drafting a quarterback. I love the kid from Kentucky. I'm a big fan of the kid from Kentucky. I know we're going to see probably – you know, everybody's thought about the kid from Alabama, and I'm not a fan of the guys that are short. I mean, you know, I'm a fan of the, you know, 6'4", 6'5", quarterback that can do some stuff, you know, and the kid from Kentucky, I think will be there in the middle of the first round. I think that he would be a great guy. I mean, cause I don't think that Stroud or Bryce Young will be there when the Giants pick, because right now with the way they're playing, I could see them being in the bottom 15 draft picks, in that 16 to 21 range of draft picks. So we'll see. I'm not for giving up first round draft pick for DJ Moore. I just for what? We're not a receiver away from a Super Bowl. We're not. We don't have, you know, Wink Martindale is kind of really patchwork this defense and made it good. I mean, granted, that defensive line is starting to play, but we don't have middle linebackers. Look, I'm a big fan of Crowder. I mean, Mr. Irrelevant making it. You know, I love it. But you put him on another football team, I don't think he's starting on another football team. So I just think we need and look, we got Smith and he's on the backside. We got him off the street last year and then had to take him off the street again. He's serviceable. He's doing a great job, but we need a couple middle linebackers. We need to go find a couple middle linebackers to play some football. We're struggling at the linebacker spot. You know, our secondary is young and they're coming along and getting there. So we've got a lot of holes to fill. We need a center. We do need a center. You know, we kind of hit on the tight end. So we've got some pieces, not a lot. But we have a lot of holes. We can't go giving up draft picks because, you know, oh, all of a sudden we're 5-1. You know, we're not a Super Bowl team. We're not going to the Super Bowl. You know, as much as I sit here, the Giants are winning this week. I do it every week because I am a fan, okay? I watch the game with both my eyes. And I don't put an eye patch on to watch the football game. And I understand that, you know, we have some really good coaches that are able to take, you know, and I learned this a long time ago, and that, you know, when you have – it's the, anybody can coach a talent, anybody. But when you get that C and D talent – can you coach them and make them B and C talent? And that's what makes you a good coach. And right now, the Giants coaching staff are taking a lot of C and D talent and making them B and C talent. They are really stepping up their game. And that's really says a lot about that coaching staff and what they are doing. So, you know, hey, don't let the record fool you, because it is a Fugazi 5-1 record. The Giants are not a legit, you know, team. Are they good? Are they playing really well? Are they doing stuff? Yes. Are they going to make the play? There's a good possibility because their schedule says that they probably will win a bunch of football games. But it's not now to go getting all excited and giving up draft picks. And, you know, there's a bigger picture involved. And we got to build this team they're building it the right way. They're gonna start adding some pieces, and unfortunately, that's why I think that, you know, if any trade happens, it should be sending Saquon Barkley somewhere for some extra draft picks, because we need the draft capital, and that's how you're gonna fix the team. So, you know, it's just a you know, just getting there. And just got to get there, and we'll get there. We are ahead of schedule. Yes, that's great. But to sit here and say give up your first round draft pick for DJ Moore is ludicrous. In the fact that, first of all, we don't have the money to pay the guy. I mean, come on. I you know, we just can't pay the guy. So. That's why we need draft picks, get those guys on that young on that contract, you know. And we'll see, because how's that free agent market going to shape up this year? And see how we're going to add a couple of veterans to this. But I don't know. I just know that, you know, that old line is still a work in progress, and. Getting the center, I think. We got our two bookends. We got to get the center now squared away. I think that's got to be high on the draft board. I don't know. I haven't really looked at the college centers, who's coming out and where they're going to be. But, you know, it's one of those things. We'll see. You know, how it plays out, but I'm just not a big fan of you know, trading draft picks away when you're going to need a quarterback. You need a quarterback. You're going to need some draft capital to go get him. And that's what the Giants are going to have to do is hold tight, because I guarantee you the phone's not ringing for Kenny Golladay or Kadarius Toney. And I think Kadarius Toney, I think we can just cut him next year after the season. I wouldn't be surprised if he's cut loose before April 1st. He'll be cut. I think we got to wait until I don't know. I have to double check with the cap hit, but I don't see Toney, Golladay, Jones, and Barkley on this roster next season. I just don't see it happening because of the cap space. We can't pay those guys, and unfortunately, you know, I think, you know, the Giants, the only reason is not to trade Barkley is that they think they might be able to sign him. But I don't know how you're going to be able to pay both those guys. I mean, Daniel Jones and him, I think, is Daniel Jones. I think they're going to probably just let him go out on the open market and see what he can command and go from there. I mean, that's what I would do, and see if I couldn't work something out with Barkley. Maybe it's, you know, one of those deals that, you know, maybe we could get Barkley on a Bobby Bonilla deal. You know, you get $2 million a year until the year, you know, 2098 or something like that. You know, I mean, I don't know, but, and maybe, you know, and he wants to be paid in Bitcoin. So maybe does Bitcoin count against the cap? If not, then, hey, we're good. You know what I mean? I don't know. I guess look it up. Is it, what's the league rule on players wanting to be paid in Bitcoin? I don't know. So we'll see. Look, we got Jacksonville today. Let's go get a dub and keep this train rolling, because at the end of the day, I am a fan, and I want to see them win. I mean, you know, it's been a terrible New York sports week since Sunday. I mean, the Jets and Giants both win. The Yankees, you know, obviously won last week, but geez, since Wednesday, it's been New York sports has been horrible. I mean, well, I think the Rangers won, but they lost against the Sharks. But you know, the Knicks lost, and the Yankees are just, you know, oh man, killing us. So I don't know. But listen, you know, I'm a little partly cloudy today. Running a little, it's a little rough. I appreciate you guys stopping in, checking me out. I really appreciate it. You know, hey, share it with your friends. You know, I got some things cooking. That's the hat. I got some stuff cooking. So we're going to change a little bit. We got a couple, you know, freshen up the look a little bit of this place, get a little makeover, and you know, so we'll go from there and see how it all works out. Everybody, thank you. Have a great football Sunday. Be safe. Come back next week, and we'll see. The Yankees will not be playing baseball next week, so we won't have anything to talk about baseball-wise. You know, we'll be talking about Giants' victory and the Eagles coming off their bye and the rest of the news and notes, because the trade deadline will be right there. So so we'll see how that how it all plays out. So everyone, be safe. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you. Have a great rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.